Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, George Smith. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Gosger. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tony Conigliaro. Batting fifth. The third baseman, George Scott. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Rico Petrocelli. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Ryan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Stigman. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Dick Stigman. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting second. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Chuck Hinton. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Pedro Gonzalez. Batting 7th. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting 8th. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Gary Bell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gary Bell. And now, play ball. George Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. One out. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger strikes out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo strikes out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alvis. The throw from Ryan and he is safe. Alvis steals second. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gosger. Landis reaches second base with a double. Alvis scores. It's Red Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Landis moves to third. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli strikes out. Two outs. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox won, and the Indians won. The Indians will come to bat. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew takes first base on ball four. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Red Sox won, and the Indians won. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Stigman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stigman strikes out. One out. George Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith strikes out. Two outs. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0 for 1 in the game. Gosger hits a pop-up towards the mound. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox won, and the Indians won. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Alvis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gosger. Alvis reaches second base with a double. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alvis scores. There goes Landis trying to get to third. Petrocelli throws to Scott, who tags Landis for the out. Two outs. It's 2-1, Indians. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hinton hits a fly ball into center field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0 for 1 in the game. Conigliaro takes first base on ball 4. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Scott strikes out. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Conigliaro moves to second. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 1 in the game. Petrocelli takes first base on ball 4. Conigliaro moves to third. Horton moves to second. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0 for 1 in the game. Ryan hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scott juggles the ball. That's an error on Scott. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stigman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stigman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Stigman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stigman is 0-for-1 in the game. Stigman strikes out. One out. George Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith strikes out. Two outs. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-for-2 in the game. Gosger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell strikes out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Alvis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Conigliaro hits a pop-up towards first. Hinton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Landis strikes out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-2 in the game. Hinton hits a fly ball into center field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hinton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Petrocelli strikes out. Two outs. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0 for 2 in the game. Ryan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops it up and throws to first, with Stegman covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lenny Green pinch hits for Dick Stegman. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davalillo. Green reaches second base with a double. Dalton Jones pinch hits for George Smith. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones strikes out. One out. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0 for 3 in the game. Gosger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Green scores. It's Red Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Bob Allen now pitching. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dalton Jones now playing second base. Dick Raditz now pitching. Bob Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen takes first base on ball 4. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 3 in the game. Davalillo bunts towards third. Scott fields it and throws to first for the out. Allen moves to second. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Alvis is walked intentionally. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Allen moves to third. Alvis moves to second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Colavito strikes out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield pinch hits for Chuck Hinton. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Ryan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chico Sammon now playing first base. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Scott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Horton strikes out. Two outs. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Scott moves to second. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0 for 3 in the game. Ryan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jones scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 3 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Hauser pinch runs for Larry Brown. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hauser. The throw from Ryan and he is out, Petrocelli applying the tag. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Askew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Hauser now playing shortstop. Dick Raditz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raditz strikes out. One out. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones is hit by the pitch. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gosger strikes out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Davis pinch hits for Bob Allen. Bill Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Horton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 3 in the game. Davalillo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gosger who is chasing the ball. Davalillo reaches third base with a triple. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Alves is walked intentionally. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got 1 RBI. Landis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Davalillo scores. Alves moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.